Every year in May, Michigan's political movers and shakers get together on Mackinac Island to talk about plans to shape the future of our state. And when they do, sometimes they make news. Joining me now to talk about what's happened so far this week at the Mackinac Policy Conference is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie, Zoe Clark. Hey, Zoe.
Good morning, Doug.
Let's start with the state's newest law. Yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed legislation that changes Michigan's auto insurance laws. Whitmer and the Republican leaders of the House and Senate worked out a compromise designed to lower rates and eliminate the use of most non-driving factors to set those rates. What did Whitmer have to say about the changes as she signed them into law?
Yeah, Senate Bill 1 is now the law of the land. She made a crack about the fact that she is signing this really huge, historic piece of legislation about auto insurance on an island, of course, where you cannot drive. And that was sort of this overall theme of optimism. Really, what I noticed was just the excitement among the governor and the quadrant, which are the leaders of the legislature in both chambers who negotiated this deal, and the fact that this is a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor who got this done.
And Zoe, you've attended a lot of these conferences over the years, spent a lot of time in Lansing. Is that feeling of bipartisanship unusual in this day and age?
Doug, during the press conference, I was texting with some sources and I said, I feel like we're in the twilight zone right now. Always when something gets done, there's the kind of bipartisanship and my friend, the leader so-and-so, and my colleague on the other side. But this was true warmth, it almost seemed like. Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the House, a Republican, said, look, we are not Washington, D.C. We do not want to run this state like Washington, D.C. Mike Shirky, the Senate leader, a Republican, endearingly sort of calling the governor my governor. It was very interesting to watch. And yes, this is my 10th Mackinac conference, and I have not quite seen anything like this.
Some of Whitmer's fellow Democrats have criticized her, saying that lowering the insurance requirements puts people's health at risk and that the new law will still allow the use of non-driving factors to screen people and set their rates. Did she address any of those concerns?
We talked about that yesterday morning, in fact, before she had signed the legislation. I was sitting down with her and look, she said, basically, this isn't a perfect bill. But what she is saying is, you know, don't let the perfect get in the way of the good. And she, I think, realizes that there are folks on both, you know, sides of the aisle that want something maybe more. And I think she's willing to negotiate that.
In other news from the conference this week, State Attorney General Dana Nessel has said she will take legal action to shut down Enbridge's Line 5 if Governor Whitmer and Enbridge don't reach a deal about the pipeline by the end of June. I should note that Enbridge is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors. Zoe, we've covered Line 5 as an issue for years here on Michigan Radio, and I have to say it's a little hard to tell here if Nessel and the governor are in line, because Nessel's setting a deadline for Enbridge and the governor. What's your sense of how Nessel and Whitmer are collaborating or not collaborating on this?
Well, the go-to word that we have heard from both Nessel and Whitmer is lockstep. That is what they continue to both say. But my colleague, Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta, asked Whitmer yesterday, well, look, you know, would you ask Nessel for, you know, a deadline, a little more time? And she said she didn't think that was going to be necessary or, you know, she wasn't quite sure. So outwardly, they are absolutely saying that they are lockstep and negotiating and watching the negotiations. And so that's the kind of thing that we will have to see. I would be shocked if they didn't think that there was a reason to put out this 30-day deadline, right? Whether they're trying to get Enbridge to the table quicker. I mean, there's things obviously going in the background that we don't know about. But I think the deadline obviously is meant to play a role. What that role is, we'll just have to wait and see.
That's Zoe Clark. She's Michigan Radio's program director and our resident political junkie. She joined me from the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. Zoe, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Doug. I'll bring you back some fudge.
Okay, sounds good.